Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation when you just saw an illustration moments ago. We were playing it in real time of everything that is wrong in our journalism, in our politics, in the way we talk to each other. A truly terrible question to President Trump. The first question at his press briefing. He had been going on at great length about progress in the Middle East and about how well the administration is doing. Of course, he threw in some nasty attacks on Joe Biden, some of which were totally valid and some of which were deeply misleading. But okay, it's a political year, and of course he's going to throw in attacks on his opponent, just as Joe Biden is going to use almost every opportunity to attack President Trump. But is it the job of a member of the media, right after the president finishes his somewhat prepared statement — he always improvises on those statements, that's just the nature of the president — right after he said, okay, now to your questions, he went first to Jonathan Carl of ABC News, and Jonathan Carl asked him this, what I consider to be an awful and very, very foolishly considered question. Listen to this.
All right, please, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. President. Why did you lie to the American people, and why should we trust what you have to say
That's
now?
That's a terrible question, and the phraseology. I didn't lie. What I said is we have to be calm. We can't be panicked. I knew that the tapes were there. These were a series of phone calls that we had, mostly phone calls. And Bob Woodward is somebody that I respect just from hearing the name for many, many years, not knowing too much about his work, not caring about his work. But I thought it would be interesting to talk to him for a period of, you know, calls. So we did that. I don't know if it's good or bad. I don't even know if the book is good or bad. But certainly if he thought that was a bad statement, he would have reported it, because he thinks that, you know, you don't want to have anybody that is going to suffer medically because of some fact. And he didn't report it because he didn't think it was bad. Nobody thought it was bad. Wait a minute, wait a minute. And your question, the way you phrase that, is such a disgrace. It's a disgrace to ABC Television Network. It's a disgrace to your employer. And that's the answer. Are you ready? Because I love... Of course I didn't.
Than the flu, and then you went out and told the American public that this was just like the flu.
We've had flu years.
You told everybody else something else.
No, and five times, right? Five times. You ever hear the expression five times? We've had flu years where we lost 100,000 people. The flu is a very serious problem for this country also, and we've been losing them. Scott, what kind of a number have we lost over the years with flus? Into the hundreds of thousands.
I think he's turning to Scott Gottlieb, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, and then they go on talking about the flu and how many they've lost to the flu. Look, is there a way to kick off the questions without saying, why did you lie? Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, brings up the idea that if you were talking to your husband, or you're talking to your wife, or you're talking to a business associate, or you're talking to anybody that you actually have to work with, do you begin a question with, why did you lie? I mean, again, and without specifying where exactly he feels that the president lied. And look, I think that the way, if you want to ask that question, the way to ask it is to cite some of the things that the president said in February and in March and in April, where he said things like, I'm confident that this is going to go away very quickly. We're going to have very, very few casualties. Jonathan Carl could have said, Mr. President, when you said those things, did you believe them or did you know better? Something like that. And then that gets into the essence of the charge, and I think it's a serious charge against Trump, that he did not publicly acknowledge the seriousness of the pandemic in the way that he privately acknowledged it with Woodward. And I understand. I think it's a perfectly reasonable answer. Yes, you want people to be calm. One of the questions that came back at him was Angela Merkel, the chancellor of Germany, is always calm about everything. I mean, she's calm to the point of being excruciatingly boring. But she led a very successful response on coronavirus, certainly the most successful for any major country in Europe, and one of the most successful in the world. Now, they're worried, as is all of Europe right now, and this is something the president could well have brought up and probably should have brought up, is that the rest of the world, and I mean really the entire rest of the world, including places that were not touched that heavily by coronavirus in the past, like Australia, New Zealand, they're all worried about a recurrence in the fall. And Boris Johnson has just done, who is one of President Trump's closest allies, has just done a pivot, a very dramatic pivot, on trying to bring attention to the fact that there is a likelihood of, after a period when cases have been going down and deaths have been going down, that deaths come back. And I know that in his prepared statement, President Trump was saying that he thinks that people have to go back to colleges and universities. I would submit, Mr. President, that those colleges and universities know what they're doing. And they're trying to protect themselves. And if you have people coming back and not practicing social distancing and going out partying, and that appears to have been the case with Notre Dame, which is why that university was shut down, when that's happening, it's maybe appropriate in this case for college administrators to do something about it. And I don't know that the president has been talking about trying to force the colleges to open, but of course, when it comes to wanting to see college football, everybody would like to see college football. But to have football reopen at a time that the universities are not fully reopened is probably the wrong step. All of this goes to some of the excessive rhetoric that we just heard from Chuck Schumer. And Chuck Schumer, it's really sad. Chuck Schumer, who just scuttled a chance, and it was a real chance, at getting a bill put through that would have provided extra unemployment benefits through December. $300 a month, not $600, but $300 a month, that would have provided extension of the Paycheck Protection Act, which has been very useful and very helpful, that would have provided more money for schools to do school reopenings, and it would have cost $700 billion. Now, that's not a small amount of change. That's about the same amount, just a little bit less, as the Obama stimulus, which the Democrats passed so quickly to deal with, they said, the economic crisis that we were facing in 2009 when President Obama became president. Now, actually, if you look at most analysis by economists, the stimulus was not that effective. Okay, we spent the money. We did not have the shovel-ready projects that the Obama administration prepared for, but that was then. This is now. And here, a spending of $700 billion, which would have been far less than the Obama stimulus, and within you factor in inflation, and yes, there has been some inflation, it ends up being a great deal less money. The Democrats say no, with 47% of them voting to block this thing. And meanwhile, how hypocritical. They use the filibuster to block it, and then they promise they're going to get rid of the filibuster. Even Joe Biden signs on to that if they take over the Senate, God forbid. Okay, you've heard the chant of, we're number one, we're number one. Well, should the U.S. be chanting, we're number 28? Number 28 in what? We'll tell you coming up on the MedVed Show. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
I do want to acknowledge that one of the things that President Trump is emphatically right about is that when you are facing a national pandemic, an international pandemic, a pandemic is by definition international, when you're facing a crisis like the crisis that we are facing, a calm and confidence are important. They're clearly important. President Reagan showed that. And he showed that admirably. But there's not only common confidence, there's another word. And we haven't had that from any of our leadership, Republican or Democratic, certainly not from President Trump. Calm, confidence, and consistency. I mean, it would be worthwhile if we weren't all over the map with, we are about to have a vaccine. And again, today, Francis Collins, who is the head of the National Institutes of Health, says no way. It's almost certainly not going to be ready, any kind of vaccine, by the time of the election. And here we have hydroxychloroquine, and the thing is settled and it's solved. And again, back and forth and up and down. The problem wasn't, as Jonathan Carl of ABC said in his, I think, offensive and stupid question, which is, why did you lie, Mr. President? It wasn't the president lying. It was the president jumping around, as he said he didn't want to do, rather than issuing a clear, consistent message of what we were dealing with. And, well, now we've got to open up, and we've got to come back to doing our mass rallies, and we've got to act like normal because the thing is licked. And now there is reason to believe, and this is true from lots of health experts all around the world, and certainly here in the United States, we may be in, I hope that's not true, for a pretty challenging fall. And see, people are arranging their lives based on this. And it's not a simple good guys versus bad guys political kind of struggle. Senator Chuck Schumer wants you to believe that it is. This is what he said today on MSNBC. And it's fairly outrageous, clip 1A.
There are thousands of my fellow New Yorkers who are dead right now, and it can be directly attributed to the president's lack of action, lying about this crisis. No question about it. That's why we don't have testing. That's why we are not on top of this, because he swept it under the rug. On January 26th, I called for the president to make it a national emergency. January 26th, he did nothing for a month.
Okay, then he's asked a good question by Willie Geist on MSNBC, who asks if there's somebody a little bit closer to Chuck Schumer in New York who might share some of the blame. Listen.
Senator Schumer, it's Willie Geist. So obviously we've cataloged this morning all the failures of the president and the appalling confessions he's made on tape. But also governors across the country had responsibility. They knew a lot of this information. So now with benefit of hindsight, do you look back and say, well, maybe Governor Cuomo and governors of other states should have acted quicker as well?
No. I mean, the bottom line is you needed federal action. It was the federal authorities. The governors don't have people in China, in foreign countries. They don't have access to the intelligence the president does. I think the governors did their best. You couldn't put together. They tried with testing, which Mika mentioned, but you couldn't do it without the DPA in a national regime. I think the governors are going to come off quite well, but under very difficult circumstances, with a president and a national government that did nothing.
Okay, even Governor Cuomo himself has admitted his mistake in sending patients to rest homes, to old age homes, where a great deal of the death that marked New York, which was at one point the center of the world's crisis, came from that decision, and it was a decision on his part. He's right, the president has a unique role. And I will tell you one thing that is very obvious when you hear somebody like Schumer. I had applauded President Trump with one aspect of decision-making early in the crisis, which I think will go down as one of the better decisions he made, which was organizing this national task force under the leadership of Mike Pence. But I said at the time, and I still feel at the time, that Mike Pence is precisely the guy you want because he is a calming figure. Mike Pence, it's tough to get too excited about because he, I mean, when he had a talk radio career, he used to describe himself as Rush Limbaugh on decaf. And Mike Pence is a calming figure and a reassuring figure because he speaks clearly, slowly, and tends not to go to these wild exaggerations that a lot of people in our politics do right now. But here's the point. Once you've got Mike Pence there representing the administration and the Republican point of view, they should have appointed some well-known Democrat. No, seriously. And maybe somebody from the U.S. Senate. I mean, they're not busy legislating right now. And Mike Pence has a busy job as vice president. Okay, or a former legislator. I don't know, appoint someone who is widely admired in the Democratic Party. Maybe Claire McCaskill, former senator from Missouri. Or they could go to former President Clinton if he wanted. I mean, now that would be extreme. But the point is that it should not be a partisan matter of cheerleading when you're dealing with a pandemic. It's not just Republicans, not just Democrats, who are dying from this virus. And the same way that Franklin Roosevelt, as World War II was becoming inevitable, he took two of the most prominent Republicans in the country, including a former Republican nominee for vice president, Frank Knox, and he appointed him Secretary of the Navy. And he appointed a Secretary of War. This is before we had a Defense Department. We still had a War Department. He appointed the former Secretary of State under Hoover, his predecessor, who he beat. And that was considered a great nonpartisan move at a time of national crisis, which it seems to me is worthwhile. And right now, in terms of dealing with a crisis coming up, at least some touch of bipartisan cooperation, and it's going to have to involve both parties moving in that direction. Look, we have all kinds of problems in the country right now. One of them is these crazy wildfires, which have influenced the air quality here in the Great Northwest and in California. California is just in a deep, deep crisis because of the wildfires. And of course, Democrats want to tell you it is all global warming. It is all because of climate change. No, there's another factor. That's what the environmental director for the Washington Policy Center, Todd Myers, says. So how do you stop wildland fires? There's one essential point. We will get to that coming right up on the MedVet Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president put the health of the American people first.
Vice President Mike Pence on Fox News reacting to allegations that President Trump downplayed the coronavirus pandemic. The vice president continues.
In that first week of February, we started work on a vaccine. And in six short weeks, we already were in clinical trials for a coronavirus vaccine.
Senate Democrats are blocking a Republican stimulus bill. As far as where we go from here, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky tells Fox News.
That's a good question to ask the Democrats. What part of this bill are they opposed to? What we tried to do, Dana, was to craft a package that underscored the things that we supposedly agree on.
The only Republican to vote against the measure was Kentucky Republican Rand Paul. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show over at MSNBC, Katie Tour was pronouncing on the California wildfires. She said, are we doing enough to stop global warming? Well, that's not the issue if you actually look at the science. So says Todd Myers, who has been the environment director for the Washington Policy Center. And he has a terrific piece, which you can find at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Just click on the banner for WPC, for the Washington Policy Center. It's a terrific piece on the real problem behind these terrible wildfires that are damaging the air quality and upsetting anybody who cares about the suffering of our fellow citizens. Todd, great piece and great to talk to you.
Yeah, great to talk with you. This is something I've been working on for 20 years since I worked at the Washington State Department of Natural Resources, and some of the same themes keep coming up.
Okay, let me ask you, because you have the data right here, and it's a click away for people if you just go to our website. The data is pretty extraordinary, because I think the theory people have is that with climate change, every summer it gets hotter and hotter and hotter. How do we know that it's not the increased heat where the fires are most intense that are responsible for the fires getting worse and worse? How do we know that that is not a true causal connection or even a correlation?
Although we have seen temperatures increased, really most of the temperature increases that we're going to see based on the climate models is later in the century. Right now, we're not seeing very much, and so the changes year to year really are not related to climate change. And the evidence of that is that we've had recent years that were very high in terms of acres burned, where the average summer temperature was actually fairly normal. And then we've had very low fire years where there isn't much fire, where temperatures are 3 degrees Fahrenheit above normal. So temperature, I mean, obviously hot summers are more conducive to big fires, but they are not causal of big fires. And so just simply pointing to climate change without pointing to other issues like the state of our forests, whether they're healthy or not, whether they're fire prone, is really misleading. And I think the worst thing that it does is that it, rather than focusing on the problem that we can solve, it distracts us to a problem that we really can't solve anytime in the near future.
It's fascinating. One of the points you make here is in the state of Washington, the largest number of acres that have been burned in the past 5 years were in 2018, when temperatures in eastern Washington were significantly cooler than this year. So you can't really just blame this on hot weather. What you're saying is it's poor forest management, and it's the fact that we have let some of our forests get unhealthy and dangerously unhealthy. What do you mean when you talk about an unhealthy forest that is just waiting for a wildfire?
So not all of the fires that we're seeing this year are forest fires, but many are. And what you have is a situation where forests are not natural. The forest in a natural state, there's very few big trees rather than a lot of little trees packed together. And when you get little trees packed together, they compete for water, they compete for nutrients, and so they're very unhealthy. A big, healthy tree, when a fire goes through, it can resist it. I think everybody's seen, you know, when you do a timber harvest, you can look at the rings on a tree, and you can see where the fires were, and that tree survived it. When you get lots of small trees together and you don't do thinning, if you don't spread them out, if you don't do some harvesting, then when fire goes in, the trees can't resist it. They're very dry. They're just like standing matchsticks, essentially. And fire that could have gone through a very low level turns into a massive catastrophic fire and really rips through the forest, and then can actually even harm forests that are healthy nearby because the fires are so hot. Doing that is something we can do in the near term. Even if we did everything right on climate change in terms of reducing fossil fuels and CO2 emissions, it still wouldn't make a difference even by the year 2100 to the temperatures that affect forest fires. So that's why we need to focus on forest health rather than climate change.
And focusing on forest health is something that Jay Inslee, the governor of the state of Washington, pledged to do some time ago, but then he kind of forgot about it because of his climate change obsession. Is that right?
Yeah, so when he came into office, he said that he wanted to increase the number of acres in Washington state that were treated, and that you could do a variety of things. That can either be controlled burns, or it can be thinning. But he wanted to increase it by 2017, but when 2016 rolled around, it was obvious they weren't going to make the target. So he simply pulled the target off of the state's webpage that tracks some of these goals. So we just forgot about it. And this week, when the fires have been going on, he didn't mention forest management until he was prompted by a reporter. All he talked about was climate change. And again, I think that the problem with that is that it distracts from things we can do in the near term. Whether you agree that climate change is serious or not, everybody who knows, you know, looks at the models knows that we can't reduce temperatures even by 2100 in any sort of meaningful way. We can make our forests healthy in the next 5 and 10 years to the point where we're not seeing the smoke, we're not seeing the devastation, and we're protecting wildlife habitat, which is what we really need to do.
What you're talking about in this piece, and it's stunning to hear it, is that if you put into practice all of the, quote, most advanced and radical ideas of the climate change activists, that it would bring down the total temperature by about one half of 1 degree in the next 80 years. Is that right?
That's just for the United States, yeah. So, but even if you do the whole United States, a lot of the warming that we see is locked in because CO2 doesn't come out of the atmosphere very rapidly once you put it there. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't do things to reduce CO2 emissions, but it does mean that if you're trying to solve problems that are associated with climate change, like forest fires, drought, other things like that, simply saying, okay, we're going to reduce CO2 emissions isn't a solution to those problems. It may make them so that they don't get worse, but it doesn't solve them. So if you're distressed by the smoke that's in the air, the fire, the communities that have been burned, simply saying we need to focus on climate change is not a solution. So, you know, like I said, whether you think climate change is serious or not, it's not a solution to the problem that we're seeing with forests. And getting forests back to healthy is not just good to reduce, you know, forest fires. It also is better habitat, and that's just a reason that we should do it. And the people who know this actually are native tribes. The Colville tribes, the Yakima tribe in Washington State, they manage their forests this way because they have a little more leeway, and they follow the science. And so we should really follow what the tribes are doing because they do it very well.
That's Todd Myers. Todd Myers is the director of the Center for the Environment at Washington Policy Center. You should find out more about the great work of Washington Policy Center. Go to our website, to michaelmedved.com. It is also not too late for you to participate in their gala annual dinner. Now, this usually turns out thousands of people. This year, because of circumstances involving the pandemic, it's going to be a virtual dinner. So that means you, I don't know, you don't have to dress up in a black tie or anything formal. And you don't have to worry about spilling any gravy on your tie. What you do is you just go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for WPC, for the Washington Policy Center, and join Victor Davis Hanson, one of the eminent historians of our time, and somebody who is very much focused on these long-term issues of change in the right direction. Go to Washington Policy Center, a sponsor of this show, at our website at michaelmedved.com, the banner for WPC, for more. We'll be right back. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago, and we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, hysteria does not help the country. It just doesn't. And two examples of hysteria that I don't think are in the least bit helpful to the United States. One from Bob Woodward's former writing partner. You may remember they won the Pulitzer Prize and they had their first bestseller with their reporting on the Watergate issue. It was Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, played by Dustin Hoffman, played Carl Bernstein, and Robert Redford played Bob Woodward. And really? Bob Woodward just said on CNN, we are listening to the President of the United States on tape deliberately undermining the national security of the United States. It is the smoking gun of his negligence. And this is Carl Bernstein on CNN, and he went on to say, it's going to be very hard to see how this cannot be addressed by Republicans in particular and their candidate for president of the United States. The last time this happened, during the end of Nixon's presidency, the Republican Party went to the White House and told Nixon he had to resign. And the facts here are even graver than in Watergate. Okay, this is simply nuts. I don't know if Carl Bernstein actually remembers Watergate. I mean, he should. He was one of the two principal reporters who built an entire lifetime career on it. But Carl, Watergate involved very obvious felonies. It is a felony to commit burglary, to try to break into the Democratic National Committee and to plant a bug, which was the whole beginning of Watergate. It is a felony to conspire to obstruct justice afterward and to try to hide the fact. And Richard Nixon clearly did this. He may not have been aware of the break-in before it happened, but it's very obvious from the tapes that they had that President Nixon was trying to hide the guilt of some of his close associates and underlings in committing a burglary. A burglary. Breaking into somebody's office. That's something Americans could understand. And to have the President of the United States using every trick in the book, first of all, the mere revelation that he was secretly taping people was considered so shocking at the time. That helped undo him. But the fact is that there were people who went to jail. Carl, where is there any kind of criminal violation in the handling of the coronavirus pandemic? Look, they tried over Russian collusion. They tried over the handling of the Ukraine. And neither one was the Trump administration blameless. And neither one was the Trump administration perfect or worth admiring. But it doesn't amount to impeachment, for goodness sake. And the idea that they're even now talking about impeachment on this one or forcing Trump to resign 50 days before an election? Are you kidding me? I mean, this is pathetic. And it's wrongheaded. It makes no sense at all. And just to give you another example of how this goes, and this is from pop culture, and DC Comics, which is just known now as DC, has announced a new graphic novel for young adults meant to honor female real-world heroes. Now, who are those real-world heroes in this book, which is called Wonder Women of History? Who are the greatest Wonder Women of all time? Does Marie Curie make it? Nah, she doesn't. That movie didn't do all that well, even though it was kind of an okay movie. Does Emily Dickinson make it? Another subject of a recent TV series. No, Emily Dickinson doesn't make it. How about George Eliot? No, I know it's a male name, but Marianne Evans was her real name. George Eliot, great novelist. No, she doesn't make it. Margaret Thatcher? No, of course not. She's a conservative. So who makes the Wonder Women of History? Number one on the list, as they put it, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She is one of the Wonder Women of all of history because she has accomplished exactly what? Okay, here's the list. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is number one. Number two is Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Number three is Elizabeth Warren. And number four is Rashida Tlaib. Now, here's something. If it's Wonder Women of History, the Wonder Woman on screen, and by the way, there is no real history of this any more than there is history of Wakanda. And yes, Chadwick Boseman was a great actor and he should rest in peace and his legacy should be preserved. But Wakanda is a fantasy. Wonder Woman is a fantasy. And the idea that Elizabeth Warren and Rashida Tlaib would qualify, it's also a little bit of a problem. Rashida Tlaib believes that one of the greatest violations of human rights in the world is the State of Israel. And Wonder Woman on screen is Gal Gadot, who happens to be Israeli, a proud veteran of the IDF, of the Israel Defense Forces. And I don't know if Rashida Tlaib wants to be in the same group. Here are the other people who are listed. There's someone named Tiara Fraser. I have no idea who that is. Beyonce. Edith Windsor, who was one of the lesbians who sued to demand the right to gay marriage. Martha P. Johnson, one of the Hidden Figures women. Emma Gonzalez, I'm not sure who that is. Judith Heumann, who is a disability activist. Ellen Ochoa, who is the first Latina astronaut. Ashi Zhang Li, I have no idea. Serena Williams, she kind of looks like a Wonder Woman. She's very strong. Tig Notaro. Tig Notaro is known as the boyish girl comedian, the breast cancer survivor. Keiko Agena, who is an Asian American activist. These are Wonder Women of all of history. See, the problem with all of this is it becomes a new orthodoxy. And to say anything against it, that, well, really, Rashida Tlaib and Elizabeth Warren and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are the greatest, most wonderful, most achieving women ever. Each entry into the anthology will be drawn and written by a group of people who identify either as women or as non-binary. Well, how wonderful. Why is a man less qualified to draw these women than somebody who's non-binary. Ocasio-Cortez has been previously depicted in a comic called Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the Freshman Force by Devil's Due. In response, D.C. issued a cease and desist letter saying that the Congresswoman's character looks too much like D.C.'s Wonder Woman. Devil's Due responded with a replacement cover that made Ocasio-Cortez look like Supergirl. Does she look more like Wonder Woman or Supergirl? Or like one of the ancient Greek goddesses who inspired Wonder Woman in the first place? There's this in terms of new polling. A poll of Minnesota shows Biden enjoying a more comfortable lead against Trump. He's 49-40. In Wisconsin, crucial swing state that Trump carried last time, Biden leading Trump by 47-43 within the margin of error, very close. St. Pete poll survey of Florida shows 50-47, again, Biden leading, but very close in the margin of error. And another Florida poll conducted by the Benison Group for the AARP found 48-46, almost a tie. Now, none of these polls should be surprising. This is going to be a close election, which is one of the reasons, honest to goodness, they really, really do have to get together and stop this nonsense of both sides saying the other side is going to cheat. Rather than just saying that and predicting it and trying to invalidate the election, warning of a Democratic coup or of Republican voter suppression, why not get some kind of bipartisan commission to try to work out some of the problems that are surely going to arrive in this election? Otherwise, we are just heading toward Niagara Falls without a barrel. That's what Daniel Heininger says today in the Wall Street Journal, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.